You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. The Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here. It's an anniversary of sorts. In 1966, federal government declared Waterloo, New York, to be the official birthplace of Memorial Day. President Lyndon Johnson signed a proclamation to that effect. So why Waterloo? Well, it was on that day, they tell me, in 1866, Waterloo, New York, closed all the businesses so their residents could decorate the graves. The Music of the Stars till high noon Central Time and around the world. WRJN.com. Thanks for being here. Wishing you all a contemplative Memorial Day. Nelson Riddle.
I keep was a toy, only a game to you. How could you go, my love, without a thought of what I'm going through? How can I forget I still love you so? It echoes each time that I hear the sound of rain in my heart from the tears that I hide. Though it tears me apart, I still keep them inside. But I can't escape from the sound.
Teddy Randazzo, Rolin. Born in Brooklyn. Rolin going out of my head.
Ah. tears as they fall on my cheek. They are warm like the gentle rain. Come, little one, you've got me in the world, and our love will be sweet, very sad, very sweet, like the gentle rain, like the gentle rain, like the gentle
That's Tony Martin, a big hit for that gentleman. And these are the Lettermen.
See you.
Johnny Cowell wrote that. Tony Martin had the big hit. Tony, who was in Kenosha one time on a surprise visit at the Old Elks Club. The building is still there. It's a hotel now, the Stella. And Ron Slock, the manager, brought in Tony and his wife, Sid Charisse. And what a band they had. It was a relief for the Cancer Society. Here's Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. In 1998, two teams of astronomers conferred to discuss how they might handle this. After all, what they were about to announce, what they had just discovered, which as yet nobody else on Earth knew, was potentially the most significant, the most disturbing revelation in the history of science. We've got to be wrong, the Australian team leader insisted, but they were not wrong. Now, they'd run the numbers over and over again. They'd gazed into deep space. They'd darkly pondered and incredulously gazed some more, and nothing that they could do could circumvent their inescapable conclusion. Something vast and mysterious was out there. Something that disobeyed every law of physics. Something seemingly with a mind of its own. The first evidence had presented itself innocently enough. A conference of United States and Australian astronomers had been studying exploding stars in familiar distant galaxies, routine stuff, but the explosions were not quite as bright as they ought to have been, not nearly, in fact, so the scientists checked all data recorded previously from those same galaxies, and that's when they confirmed that which cannot be, that the expansion of our universe, already proved, which according to every natural law must be slowing down, was actually speeding up. At least that's what was happening there now, out in that far-off wasteland of space. It was as though the galaxies in question were being swept away by some invisible, intangible, impossible tide which defied everything we have learned about gravity, about energy, about mass, about the speed of light squared, all of the rest. There was only one thing to do now, the dumbfounded discoverers decided. Report what they had observed. Put the information into play. Let the global scientific community put it to its test. At first, the announcement was taken in jest. But then somebody just for fun peeked into a telescope and turned pale. Before long, astronomers and astrophysicists and string theorists and all of the other related scientists and mathematicians worldwide were space-ogling, number-crunching, helplessly verifying the original findings of the teams from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and citing Spring Observatory, and thus arose a genuine, mutual desperation to disprove by any means possible this haunting heresy, this bone in the throat of intellectual giants everywhere. But nobody could disprove it. And to this moment, nobody can. For if only this phantom phenomenon were a matter of dark matter or of energy which somehow gets heft to perfect nothingness, even then the math wouldn't match. And worse still, the universe could never have been born. So the conundrum remains to this day. By one fact only are the scientists quietly frantic, consoled, and that is that you cannot be infected by their mounting distress. You cannot be infected by the mystery behind it, because the untrained individual can't begin to comprehend it. And yet what the great thinkers fear, as a lion we cannot see, with a roar we cannot hear, prowling the jungle of infinite night, might it instead be a lamb? Have the rest of us not believed all along, and in fact found peace in the thought of an invisible hand brushing aside the stars? Have people of faith not always known in their hearts the rest of the story?
Keep it coming, Act. Keep it mellow. Above all, keep it Jerry Kern.
When you shall see flowers that lie on the plain, lying there, sighing for one.
Then you may borrow some glimpse of my sorrow, and you'll understand.
Margaret Whiting, Russ Garcia's
you
orchestra.
And I, throughout a summer day, have walked a sunlit way or stopped to play. You and I have wandered hand in hand throughout a happy land that we had planned. I had hoped that our way might end where the sky and blue horizon blend. Yet we've both walked our one last mile. It's good.
That's Jerome Kern, Nobody Better, with Otto Harbach and Margaret Whiting, Russ Garcia's orchestra. These are the Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn. The Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
If the hands of of time. What hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm, and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, the lovely moments that should have no future and no past, the summer from the top of a swing, the comfort in the sound of a lullaby, the innocence of leaves in the spring, but most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until time would choose to wave. Goodbye.
Here's Perry with Mitchell Ayers and the orchestra from Milwaukee. Mitch.
Give me your hand. Let me be ever near. And let us wander together. I vow that I'll be true. No doubt must ever touch my love for you. Give me your heart to cherish tenderly. No greater gift than this could ever be. Give me your love and make my life divine. God made this day.
Larry Como, 1949. Dorothy Stewart wrote that.
In your arms, to be in your arms, is all that I ask of you. When you're gone, how gray is the dawn, with only my dreams of you.
Henry Rene and the orchestra with Tony Martin once again. And Henry Rene, with that French-sounding name, is really Harold Kirchstein out of New York City. Quite a guy. A lot of airtime for Henry Rene in the good old days. Hmm?
Invisible hands will keep you from danger. Invisible hands will keep you from harm. Though you may have sinned, God welcomes a stranger. So pray and believe, and help you'll receive from
Joe Stafford, Norman Luboff in the orchestra, the music of the stars, Mario Lanza from television.
Strange music in my ears, only now as you spoke did it start. Strange music of the spheres, could its lovely hum be coming from my heart?
Freddie Cocozza, that's Mario Lanza from South Philadelphia, and Gene Pitney. The Music of the Star.
Walk hand in hand with me through all eternity. Have faith, believe in me. Give me your hand. Love is a symphony of perfect harmony. When lovers such as we walk hand in hand, be not afraid.
The Music of the Stars were on till high noon Central Time. Buddy Holly.
Last night, as I watched the stars from my window, I prayed Lord above, to guide and protect you. Though I'm not wanted now, I still love you somehow. That is my only prayer for you. Last night, as I gazed through the mist in my eyes, I wanted you here to hold you so near. But silence tells me you didn't hear my plea. I miss you so much since you left me. My heart ached apart since you left me. Though I'm not wanted now, I still love you somehow. That is my only prayer for you. Just you know why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the days, our true love ways will bring us joy to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and
Buddy Holly, he wrote that, and with Sam the Man Taylor on sax. And the music of the stars goes on until high noon today. All over the world at WRJN.com.
Infantry. They were active in 1966, stationed in Cochi, smack dab in the heart of that living green hell called Vietnam. All kinds of war stories take root and blossom in such infernal earth. But the remarkable tale, the most remarkable tale that the vets of the Wolfhounds ever tell, is about their ghost, the ghost of Company A. who was there and who wasn't there. The strange case of a phantom GI. It was not appreciated as such at the time. To superior officers, to other GIs, the ghost seemed pretty much like any other soldier. Except that he did appear to be awkward, unsoldier-like, as though he had not been trained for this war. An old sergeant would remember talking to him on an airplane. And then there were all those times in combat and down in the dark Viet Cong tunnels. The enemy in Vietnam used a network of tunnels to transport bombs, miles and miles of underground passageways, and the Phantom GI was a tunnel rat for the wolfhounds. Other soldiers would watch him go down there with a flashlight in one hand and a pistol with the other, searching for Kong. The ghost of Company A haunted the wolfhounds for 411 days. And yet when he vanished, he appeared to do so as others who had survived the war. He simply boarded a transport and went home. Before he left, he was even decorated for saving a man from drowning. Well, now we know that this decorated soldier was never there at all. I suppose his veteran comrades are just now putting it all together in their minds. It always did seem strange how he spent all that time, more than a year, in Nam, and was never once wounded, never once. But there was nothing supernatural about it. There is just one more extraordinary detail in this extraordinary story, which has never been explained until right now, and I mean right now. The name of the Phantom GI. Oh, yes, he has a name. But I'm going to withhold that name because if his identity were ever known, he would be prosecuted and he would be imprisoned for desertion. You see, he was supposed to be in Vietnam. His dog tags, his name tag, his service record, everything that was he was there, but he was not. He never left the United States. Well, he went through basic. He went through basic training. He went AWOL. He went home. And he married the girl next door and reared a family, and he never saw Vietnam. While his dog tags hung around the neck of his best friend, Paul Mahar, M-A-H-A-R, who reported for duty in the place of his AWOL friend, who went to Vietnam in the place of his AWOL friend, who fought for 411 days and was decorated in the place of his AWOL friend. And it's only now that the United States Army is learning, at the same time you do, the rest of the story.
morning, everybody. The music of the stars. We pause now. And we welcome our news provider, the National Broadcasting Company, NBC Radio. The Civic Media Radio Network. And the music of the stars. Good morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.